three nations commit.
It was an unusual prelude to a Biden White House briefing, a video extolling the depth and length of the relationship between the three countries. The only time the US has shared its nuclear propulsion technology was with the UK back in 1958. Now Australia will become part of this exclusive club in an alliance labelled AUKUS. The US president joined remotely by the other two leaders.
The first major initiative of AUKUS will be to deliver a nuclear-powered submarine fleet for Australia. Over the next 18 months, we will work together to seek to determine the best way forward to achieve this.
Only a handful of countries possess nuclear-powered submarines. And it is a momentous decision for any nation to acquire this formidable capability, and perhaps equally momentous for any other state to come to its aid.
And President Biden confirmed a new emerging U.S. strategy in the Indo-Pacific region.
We need to be able to address both the current strategic environment in the region and how it may evolve, because the future of each of our nations, and indeed the world, depends on a free and open Indo-Pacific enduring and flourishing in the decades ahead.
The announcement came only hours after North and South Korea conducted missile tests in a ramping up of tension in the region. China was quick to make a call for restraint amidst mounting international criticism.
The word China was not mentioned by any of the leaders during the Washington announcement, but there's no doubt that what is regarded as Chinese expansionism is a motivating force for the formation of this new alliance. And clearly it would appear China thinks so as well. The Chinese embassy here in Washington has been quick to issue a statement saying countries should shake off their Cold War mentality and ideological prejudice.
The UK and the US have long maintained a significant naval and air presence in the Indo-Pacific region in competition with China. The injection of Australian nuclear-powered submarines could well intensify this new Cold War under the water as well as above. Mike Hanna, Al Jazeera, Washington.